If you're just joining us, it's time for our first interview. It's very exciting. We're going to keep them coming for you throughout the day today. I'm excited. And this first one is kicking off today's broadcast on Heroes Who Protect Our Rights. And that's going to be the theme throughout the broadcast today. So after my show, all of them, we're going to be talking about Heroes Who Protect Our Rights. And we have social worker Yonele Tanase from Jelly Beans on the line on Zoom today. Jelly Beans is a non-profit organization which supports children and their families who've experienced trauma, abuse and neglect. They protect children's rights by offering direct therapeutic services and by offering training and mentorship to people working with children, as well as much more. Yonele is a social worker with 6 years experience and has been working with Jelly Beans since January 2020. I'm excited to find out more about Jelly Beans, what they do and what Yonele does. So Yonele, thanks so much for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello to everyone.
It's very exciting to have you on air and to have you connected through Zoom. It's quite cool. We've come a long way since 2020. To get started though, can you just tell us a bit about yourself and why you got into social work?
Okay, thank you. We have really come a long way. So as you have said, my name is Yonele and I am a social worker. I've always known I've wanted to be a social worker. Growing up, I've always known that this is what I want to do because I've always been passionate about helping people, and social work just felt like the right fit. And also, I think growing up and coming from a very disadvantaged background, I've always seen the work that social workers do, and it was something that I wanted to do as well when I grew up.
I mean, that's incredible that you've just always known that you wanted to get involved, and now you are, and you're involved with Jelly Beans. So can you tell us a bit more about what Jelly Beans is and what it is that the organization does?
Okay. I joined the Jelly Beans family 2 years ago, and it has been a wonderful, wonderful experience. So Jelly Beans has been in existence for 12 years now. It was established with the best interest of children at heart, and Jelly Beans really just aims to provide mental health services, make them accessible to children and families who would, under normal circumstances, not be able to access such services. So we reach out to the most poor and vulnerable families as best as we can. We do so by doing individual therapeutic work with children, group sessions with children, and also providing training not only to professionals, but also caregivers in the communities and everybody just that has a way to reach out to children. We make sure that we are able to support them and give them the resources they need to do so.
And you talk about the most vulnerable children, the most vulnerable communities. Why do you think it's so important to support and protect children and families, especially those who've suffered through trauma and abuse, which is kind of that focus of Jelly Beans?
Yes, true. So currently we're working with the community of Danun. We are based in Tableview. We do get referrals from very far that we would like to reach out as much as we can, but physically we are based in Tableview. We're working with the community of Danun, which I'm sure everybody knows how disadvantaged they are. And so we go into the community. We have counselors and therapists working in the community on a weekly basis. We access children through schools and also community centers that give us space to see the children and provide the programs to the children.
And I mean, a month ago, we celebrated Human Rights Day. So now talking about the focus that you have, which is on these disadvantaged communities, but also on people who've gone through this trauma and this abuse. What do you think about rights for children and why we should respect them, especially since we had Human Rights Day about a month ago?
Okay. So I think that the rights for children are as important as any other rights in South Africa. And if anything, I think that they should be on top of the list, really, because it is important for these rights to be respected and exercised so that children know that they are important, that they matter, and that they should be free enough to be able to live, free enough to laugh and play and grow in nurturing communities, communities that support them and love them so that they're able to thrive and become what they aspire to be in life. So the protection of these rights and exercising these rights ensures them the right to know that they are important beings, very important beings in our society.
Yonele, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for sharing that. I think that's so important, especially for those listening in the hospital. It's been great getting to know a bit more about what Jelly Beans does, and we'll definitely post some of that information also on our social media so that listeners can go and find out more. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell you guys about Jelly Beans, and just to all the children around South Africa and the children listening to this show, I want them to always remember that they are important and that they are loved, they are cared for, and it's always advisable that in any case that they are experiencing abuse, they should speak to a trusted adult or report to their nearest place of service that they can be able to reach, they can be able to access help.
Thank you so much, Yonele. So that's brilliant. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.